October 10th was World Mental Health Day, I was really impressed by social media posts promoting the day, because it means, you know, people are becoming more aware of the topic. Everywhere in the world, especially in the West, obviously, where I used to live in the US, mental health is something that is prioritized, whether it's in sports, whether it's in a family setting and childcare, the workplace. These are things that are talked about, but obviously in places such as Africa and Ghana. But let me talk more about the UAE in the Middle East, where I lived, where religion is upheld very highly. It's very tough for a lot of people to talk about certain things like this. But specifically in Ghana, where I had the opportunity to grow up first 18 years of my life, here I find that there's stigma attached to the subject of mental health, childhood trauma, and emotional well-being, of course. And some of the things that you would hear are like, it's your past, your secrets are your power. That can be possible when you tell, you know, when you find the courage to tell certain people about certain things that you've been through. These are some of the responses that you get. And when someone is bold to challenge the toxic norm of silence and in pain, I think that we must collectively do better. The best thing that we could ever do to someone who approaches us, if they have any type of mental health challenge or any type of trauma or toxic activity, it's best to listen. So on the other hand, in Ghana, many people have been conditioned to prioritize traditional beliefs when it comes to the topic, and speaking up to your challenges can feel very lonely because there's this fear factor associated with it. You could be beaten up for, you know, calling an uncle or an aunt a sexual abuser, or whatever the case is, your life may actually be in danger. And because of that, many toxic situations have been normalized. So I want to encourage you that if you have experienced being lonely in your mental health journey, if you know anyone who has been enduring any type of abuse, please let them know it is normal to feel that way, but you can find resources that can help you feel better and safer thanks to the internet. We all have a leverage in accessing information. And yes, if you haven't found someone that you trust to talk to immediately, your journal, which is a book that you can just write your thoughts, could be your first source of therapy. That is completely free, and you can pour out your mind, and that is very healing. Also, to overcome the negative thoughts, you need to encourage yourself to do certain simple things, such as taking a shower, brushing your teeth. It may sound really funny, but reading a few pages of a book or prepping ingredients to make a good recipe for yourself on a daily basis, or taking it up a notch by taking up a hobby such as gardening or volunteering to also help or teach someone else with something good that you're at, are some of the ways that you can uplift yourself from your loneliness and thinking that, you know, you're digging yourself into this hole. Just know that on a daily basis, you can definitely come out of it. So on We Sail Genesis podcast, and specifically Mental Health and the Messiah, I still believe that in the transformative blood of Christ, of course, to redeem and reveal the paths to healing. First off, as someone who has experienced anxiety myself, including depression, my first source of comfort is finding the energy to show up for myself daily. I used to have this, you know, thing like, oh, like a destination that I'm arriving at, which I never arrive at. So I have learned to appreciate progress on a daily basis, and knowing that I'm loved and cherished by the one who created me in his image and likeness. There's nothing that can come my way that my creator will not empower me to resolve. Secondly, educating myself on the topic. I take mental health very seriously. I love to join Zooms, and like when I go and search on the internet for mental health groups, I take actionable steps and use my resources very well. There's like a lot of tools online. There are groups that you can join to hear other people's stories, and these spaces definitely help you feel that you're not alone, because then you get to hear other people's stories and how they have managed to cope, and that can be a source of motivation for you. So just to summarize everything up, I was very happy because I was reading a very beautiful scripture this morning, and I happened to be listening to another podcast and I heard it as well, the same scripture. So that was my motivation to come to you today. It is found in the beautiful Isaiah 61. The whole chapter is amazing, and this can be a great battle scripture that you can use in your journey when you think about feeling lonely, when you think about the fact that you've lost a lot from life. Battle scriptures are definitely scriptures that you can read and put your name into the context that can help you feel closer to your maker. So there are promises from God that can definitely uplift your soul in this chapter. And there's one that really stood out for me. It said that because you got a double dose of trouble and more that your share, let me take it one more time. It says that because you got a double dose of trouble and more than your share of content, your inheritance in the land will be doubled and your joy will go on forever. You may have gone through childhood trauma. You may have gone through maternal trauma. You may have been abused sexually. You may have gone through emotional trauma from a relationship. You may have gone through a situation at work where you got fired or where you lost your job in a very bad time. But God is here telling you that your inheritance in the land will be doubled because of your share of trouble that you've gone through, and your joy will go on forever. It's up to you to believe and remember that your pain can always be a testimony to redeem someone else from bondage, but you have to rise up and walk. And when you rise up and walk, you'll have that power to be able to influence somebody else. If you've liked this podcast, please subscribe to it, share with someone. It could be one or two people. Also, if you're an Apple podcast, you can definitely give us some reviews. This helps other people find the podcast useful. And definitely follow me on Twitter at WeSealGenesis. Tweet at me and let me know what you've learned from this. I also wanted to let you know that very soon I am going to be launching another aspect of We Still Genesis podcast. We will be talking about sports. And when I say sports and mental health and just sports in general, because this is something that has really definitely helped me in my life, being active and being involved in sports during my childhood definitely helped me. So I've recently been involved in a lot of youth sports, and I have identified a lot of different topics that we could be talking about to help parents, to help children, to help the youth become better people in sports. So watch out for that. I'm still thinking of what to call it. So if you also have any suggestions, you can let me know. But thank you so much for listening, and have a wonderful rest of your week. Happy Mental Health Month.